Welcome back to the Eastlake Church Network Lent Podcast. Today is Palm Sunday. Our first scripture for today is found in Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, shining upon us. Take the sacrifice and bind it with cords on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Our next scripture is from Luke chapter 19. After telling this story, Jesus went toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethpage and Bethany, on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. Go into that village over there, he told them. As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, what are you untying that colt? Just say, the Lord needs it. So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked him, why are you untying that colt? And the disciples simply replied, the Lord needs it. So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. He replied, If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers. Our next verse is from Isaiah chapter 50. The sovereign Lord has given me words of wisdom, so that I may know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning he awakens me and opens my understanding to his will. The sovereign Lord has spoken to me, and I have listened. I have not rebelled or turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do his will. And I know that I will not be put to shame. He who gives me justice is near. Who will dare to bring charges against me now? Where are my accusers? Let them appear. See, the sovereign Lord is on my side. Who will declare me guilty? All my enemies will be destroyed, like old clothes that have been eaten by moths. Our next verse is from Psalm 31. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am in distress. Tears blur my eyes. My body and soul are withering away. I am dying from grief. My years are shortened by sadness. Sin has drained my strength. I am wasting away from within. I am scorned by all my enemies and despised by my neighbors. Even my friends are afraid to come near me. When they see me on the street, they run the other way. I am ignored as if I were dead, as if I were a broken pot. I have heard the many rumors about me, and I am surrounded by terror. My enemies conspire against me, plotting to take my life. But I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, You are my God. My future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant. In your unfailing love, rescue me. Our next verse is from Philippians chapter 2. you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. Our final scripture for today is found in Luke chapter 22. When the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at a table. Jesus said, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. Then he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves, for I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God has come." He shook some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. But here at this table, sitting among us as a friend, is the man who will betray me. For it has been determined that the Son of Man must die. But what sorrow awaits the one who betrays him?" The disciples began to ask each other which of them would ever do such a thing. As you move into a time of prayer and reflection, think about this. We have arrived at Palm Sunday, where Jesus is welcomed by so many into Jerusalem shortly before the annual Passover rituals begin. Then our readings quickly turn to the heart of the greatest suffering known to man. We have mostly likely heard these stories before, and we think we know the outcome, but if we step out of our minds and into our imaginations, we can see the more connections to our present-day lives. The contrast between the liturgy of the palms and the liturgy of the passion reminds us that life can change in a moment. Circumstances can go from celebration to mourning, contentment to deep pain and suffering. Take a minute to imagine yourself in the welcoming of Jesus. Where are you in the scene? Where is Jesus? What do you want to say to him? Take a minute to imagine yourself in one of the accounts described in the Liturgy of the Passion. Where are you in the scene? Where is Jesus? What do you want to say to him? Let's pray. We praise you, Lord, for your gifts of childlike wonder and exuberant joy. We thank you for the hope you give us as we begin new ventures. Sustain us in that hope in the face of life's trials and give us an enduring, joyful, and reverent faith in your promise of eternal salvation. May we always be willing to welcome you into our lives, finding you in both the King of the glory and the faithful servant who suffers on our behalf. It is because of Jesus that we know we can look to you in our times of gladness and our times of grief. As we begin our Holy Week journey with Jesus and his disciples, may we better understand your sacrificial love for us and more willingly embrace all the sacrifices that your love calls us to hear. Hear us, Lord, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.